This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
On iRadio's Business Spotlight this week, I am buzzing to be chatting to Orla from It's Beauty Cheats, who makes products that some people might say are the ultimate glam life hack. It must be said. Orla, delighted to be chatting to you on iRadio's group chat. For people who aren't familiar, though, with It's Beauty Cheats, can you tell us about your brand and the products that you sell?
Yeah, of course. And thank you very much for having me on. So It's Beauty Cheats, as you said, is all about kind of beauty hacks, beauty cheats. So I started with just one product nearly 2 years ago now, which are Lobe Lifts. So I was getting married. It was back in November 2022. And I loved these like big, huge earrings that I wanted to wear for my wedding. But when I put them on, my earlobes were like dragging down and it looked weird. And also it was kind of painful. So I thought there has to be like a product that can solve this. And I couldn't find one, so I decided to make my own. So that's how I started with the lobe lifts. They're little patches that you stick on the back of your earlobes and they just kind of support your ear when you're wearing big earrings. And yeah, that went very well. So from there, I grew it into more products and I have a new product being released tomorrow night as well. So it's going really well so far.
Tell us about the product that you're launching at the minute.
I'm launching a new product, which is called Booby Trap, which is a body tape. And I launched a product last year called No Nips. It was nipple covers and they did really, really well. But people were telling me that as well as like a nipple cover, they need something to lift as well. So that's where Booby Trap came in. So it's kind of a roll of tape. And what it does is like lift your bust. And what makes it different from other kind of tapes on the market is it comes with removal wipes as well, because I've had loads of people telling me that they use these body tapes and then when they're trying to get it off at the end of the night, it like pulls all their skin off. And I've had friends, I've come home from weddings with friends and we've tried to get tape off their bodies and their skin is just like being ripped raw. So it comes with removal wipes as well. So it's a little bit different than what you can get at the moment.
It's also one of those things, if you're wearing fake tan or any body makeup, it can just kind of leave a bit of a residue and take off some of the tan with it, I always find.
Oh,
so
I can
see why the wipes would be a good initiative to put with it.
Yeah.
But if we talk about, you know, being an entrepreneur, because that's what you're officially classed as now, did you always know that you wanted to run your own business? And what was the moment that kind of pushed you to really go for it?
Not really, to be honest. So my background is in like product development and buying. I worked as a buyer in Dunn Stores. I used to buy the Civita department there, which is kind of women's wear. And while I was there, like I loved the process of making products and I really just wanted to make products for my own brand. So I left Dunn's before starting the company. And yeah, it kind of grew from a love of the products. It's not really that I wanted to have a business. The business kind of came second. It was that I had these ideas for products that I thought were really good and products I thought people would like and they weren't available in Ireland. So that's how I kind of started. And yeah, and I like the marketing side as well. I love kind of the social media side. I think TikTok is really, really good for small businesses as well. I find that it's kind of less polished than Instagram. You can kind of show people behind the scenes of what it's like running a small business. And I really enjoy that part of it as well.
How big of a role has social media played for you and your business? As you said there, TikTok really is, and Instagram as well, in fairness, it really is where small businesses can get known and can flourish there. How much of an impact has that had on your brand and your community?
Oh, absolutely huge. Like I'd say it's like the biggest part of what made my brand work. So I kind of told the story behind why I made that first product on TikTok a few weeks after I launched and it went viral. It got over 500,000 views. And from there, like I've got hundreds of sales and that put the money into the business that I was able to use to then grow. And yeah, everyone has been so supportive. I think it's a lot of the younger generation. Like I talked to a lot of kind of Gen Z girls on TikTok and they're just incredibly supportive. And I think people like to see like the ups and the downs, not just like the polished, like finished product of a brand. So yeah, TikTok has been huge for me and Instagram. And I have to say, I've been so supported by everyone from like micro influencers just to people I know and also some bigger influencers as well. A couple of posts by some big influencers over the years has like generated hundreds of sales for me. So I really appreciate it. And it's all been organic as well. I have never paid an influencer. So I've been really lucky.
You have been fortunate in that for sure. Because, I mean, influencers and content creators in Ireland, they really are helping drive a lot of businesses at the minute. And, you know, it can be said for a lot of businesses and brands that are that have been growing in Ireland, you tend to see them or come across them first when they're on an influencer that you follow for sure. What is a typical day in the life like for you as someone who's running It's Beauty Cheats? You must have early starts, long days. You're probably trying to engineer breaks for yourself and things like that.
I am, yeah. It's full on, especially at the moment because I've got a 5-month-old as well. So it's busy. So I kind of try and work before my husband goes to work and when he comes back. But we have just this week got a childminder, which is brilliant. So the first things I would probably do in the morning is just check my emails. I'm always talking to suppliers and I am talking to customers as well if we have any customer queries, which fortunately we don't get too many complaints or returns or anything like that. So I would do that first thing. And then I'm wear testing products every day. So that's probably the funnest part of my jobs. Like you'll see me going for a run with massive earrings on because I'm testing lobe lifts or I could have random tape on random parts of my body. So I'm always doing that. And then I actually do spend a lot of time on social media. So I admire influencers because it's not easy to be consistent on social media and to be putting out videos and content all the time. So I would spend a good bit of my day doing that. And then I talk to people who stock my products as well. So we're stocked through Uniphar in a lot of pharmacies and we're stocked in jewelers as well, like One Dame Lane. And actually we're going into Arnott's as well, which is really exciting. And that's been taking up a good bit of my time at the moment.
That is really exciting for your play. I'm delighted for you. It must be so rewarding to see the business grow in front of your eyes. And I know that there's likely somebody listening this evening that maybe is dreaming in their own head of starting their own business and seeing the success that you've seen. What piece of advice would you give them if they haven't taken the leap rather already? What's one thing you'd want them to know?
I would say just go for it. Like for a while before I started, I was thinking I need to put together like all this money and everything had to be perfect and I had to have all these kind of contingency plans, but I just took the leap with what the small amount of money that I had and I grew it from there. So like if you can't afford to buy thousands amount of stock if you're doing a product company or like you don't have thousands to put into a website, just do what you can. I made my first website myself. I made all the packaging myself on Canva. Everything was done as cheaply as possible just to get it started. And like once I got it started, there was money coming into the company so I could reinvest. And that way it was good as well because I didn't take on a massive amount of risk at the start. I did obviously put a good bit of my own money in, but it wasn't going to bankrupt me if it didn't work out. So I think that would be my biggest piece of advice. Maybe don't wait until everything is absolutely as perfect as you want it to be. Just try and get going and grow with the company. Also, I would say the local enterprise office have been brilliant and they give lots of mentorship and advice. So I would definitely contact them as well.
If people are listening to you this evening and want to follow along with you and It's Beauty Cheats, where can they find you on socials as well?
So they can find me at It's Beauty Cheats on TikTok and on Instagram. And my personal handle is Orla Lorenzo on TikTok and on Instagram as well.
Well, Orla, thank you so much for hopping on iRadio's group chat. The best of luck with the booby trap that is dropping tomorrow, and the best of luck with the Arnott's launch as well. And we're looking forward to catching up to you again soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it, we're talking.